Back on Downtown. Great song about fathers and daughters from Paul Simon. A brand new series on Apple TV Plus features a father and daughter. Played by Jim Sturgis, you know him from films like Across the Universe, Cloud Atlas, and 21, and talented young actress Brooklyn Prince, who made such an impact in her role opposite Willem Dafoe in The Florida Project. Home Before Dark, available for streaming right now on Apple TV+, and we are thrilled to welcome Jim Sturgis and Brooklyn Prince here to Downtown.
Hi, no problem.
Brooklyn, can you tell us a little bit about your character of Hildy?
Hildy is a precocious, I just learned what that word was, curious and very brave human being, but also she loves her father and will do anything for the truth.
And you met the real Hildy. What was that experience like?
I was really nervous. I was like, she doesn't like the way I look. What has she seen the Florida Project and she doesn't watch my acting? And like, I was like, okay, I just have to block these off. And when I met her, it was like an instant connection. Cause like, I picked up so much from her, like how I was the one who was supposed to be asking her the questions. And then I would ask her a question and then she'd answer. And then like, she'd turn it back to me. And then like, asked me like the same question, I saw that reporter coming out and her, and we've been friends. Like we went to like Tombstone together, we went to a haunted house together, and we've been friends. But I've been trying to observe as much as I can, because you know you gotta take all that information and stuff it into your character.
This is such an interesting story, and Jimma, your character plays a dad who also has some secrets that Hildy's able to uncover.
Yeah, I mean, that's very much the kind of the sort of through line of the story, is that, you know, we the family moves back to the dad's hometown where he grew up. And it's there that they discover that he has a lot of secrets from his past and a lot of traumatic stuff that happened to him when he was about 10 years old, where his best friend was abducted right in front of his eyes. So it becomes quite a sort of traumatic and emotional journey for the dad character. And it's certainly his love and his connection with his daughter, who's an investigative journalist, as he is. You know, she really looks up to her dad and wants to sort of follow in his footsteps. And it's her passion for journalism that she really gets to uncover the truth about what happened in this town all those years ago. So, yeah, it's a really exciting and fun ride to kind of go on as you go through it with Hildy and her friend.
And you also met your real-life counterpart, Matt. Are there extra acting challenges in playing not just a real person, but a person who is alive and is going to see your performance?
Yeah, there's definitely an added sort of pressure and a hope that you hope that they're happy with what you've done. You know, Matt and Hildy, they were both amazing. They were so sort of giving with their story and with their time. And exactly like what Brooklyn said, you know, they ended up sort of interviewing us more than we ended up interviewing them. They were sort of more interested in us than, you know, because they're journalists and instinctively they kind of ask a lot of questions. So, but they were just fascinated by the whole filming process and they loved coming up to set. And it was great to have their whole family come and visit our family that we'd created for the screen. And it was thankfully a really sort of joyous and an exciting experience for all of us, I think.
We're talking with Jim Sturgis and Brooklyn Prince of Home Before Dark on Apple TV+. Brooklyn, Hildy sometimes doesn't fit in. Isn't that more fun to not fit in sometimes?
I think it's super fun because you get to like play against the rules. And you know, the way Hildy dresses is super like cool. And, you know, she's super stylish thanks to Mitchell Travers, who is like one of the best costumers in the world. He like really like put like he let me like put some input into what Hildy was wearing. Like he'd ask me, he'd be like, "Do you think Hildy would wear this?" And I'd be like, "Yeah." But you know, it's good to like you know, be like that rule breaker. And my parents don't let me go outside and like ride my bike to like people's houses and like interview them or like go like certain places outside of the house, especially now. But so it was like fun to know that, like, to be like Hildy, because there, like, I when I was in Hildy, I felt like I had that freedom, and I was like, I am free.
Now, Jim, as I understand, Brooklyn was already cast in the part of Hildy before you came in, so you had to make sure there was some chemistry right away with the two of you, but it's clear from the episodes I've seen that that chemistry is very real.
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, no, she was cast, and then I got a phone call. I was back home in London, and I got a phone call asking if I would fly to Los Angeles to meet with Brooklyn and to spend some time together. And they would kind of film us and do some workshops and some improvisation games, and we would work on some of the scenes from the script and yeah, just kind of spend a bit of time together and see if that was going to be a dynamic that would work, because it's such an important part of the story and the dynamics of the characters. So it was important for everyone involved that kind of felt like a good and natural fit for the two of us, I think.
Brooklyn, is it true that you and Jim also have developed at least one, if not more, secret handshakes?
Yes. Well, we have one, and then we shortened it a little bit. But, like, it went on for a minute.
It went on for, like, 25 minutes.
Yeah, and there was,
it was like, more like a dance routine by the end of it.
Yeah. We're going to have to, like, tighten up on it, because we've gotten a little bit rusty since, like, we haven't seen each other. But the handshake we had to come up with, like, was the handshake we have now is the one we came up with, right, Jim?
Yeah, that's the one we came up with. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it grows and grows and grows each time we see mm-hmm. each other. But, yeah, like, Brooklyn's right. We haven't seen, because we had it nailed down by the end of season one. We need a new mm-hmm. handshake for season two. Like.
And you've also improvised some songs together, right?
Yes. We made two this season named Wobbly Tooth, and then we need, like a tea, like, rap thing about tea. Jim, you want to sing Wobbly Tooth?
Let's do it, B. Let's sing Wobbly Tooth for the great general public. Okay, you count us in.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Wobbly tooth, wobbly
tooth, wobbly tooth. Brooklyn's got a wobbly tooth, wobbly tooth. It could fall or just stay loose. Brooklyn's got a wobbly tooth, gonna fall.
There you go. Like I said, the chemistry is real.
First, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it. That is great. Well, the show is terrific. Home Before Dark. We love it. Look forward to seeing more episodes, and hopefully you'll be able to get back and work on season two very soon as well. Thanks to both of you for making time for us today. Stay safe, be well, and congratulations on this wonderful show, Home Before Dark.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
How great were they? Wow, Jim Sturgis and Brooklyn Prince. I mean, they're both great. They're wonderful. Even he was amused by Brooklyn's part in the conversation.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, I mean, you talk about chemistry. It's obvious that if they didn't have it before they started the show, the course of shooting this first season, they've established it.
When he told some of the story there, she'd already been cast in the role.
Mm,
And they brought him in and basically told him, we're going to sit you down in the room with Brooklyn to see if you guys have any chemistry together. Although I got the sense from talking with her, she would have chemistry with anybody.
Yes.
What a delight. Home Before Dark on Apple TV+.